Steve Wilkos, or Steve, is joining us on the line. Hey, Steve, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Now, we chatted a few years ago, and I think you were just starting your second season at the time. Now you're heading into season five. Did you ever imagine? Well, how does that feel, first off?
Well, it's a great feeling of security, knowing that the show's lasted as long as it has, and we're signed for a couple more years after this, because those first couple of years of any TV show, you're really struggling to, you know, build an audience, get traction, and get going, and I think we've achieved that now in season five.
And it definitely, I mean, it's a big progression from being security on somebody else's show. Of course, we all know you started on the Jerry Springer show, to then, you know, running the thing and having to interview guests and talk with people. So I guess you're sort of now more eased into that role, right?
Well, to go from police officer to being on a Springer show, I never was in the spotlight. I was on the show and I had fun with it, but the focus never was really entirely on me. So I didn't really have to, you know, try or do anything. But then when I got my own show, obviously the spotlight is on you, and I think I've come a long way now in season five than when the first couple of years when I did the show. I think I'm a little more at ease doing the show. I was very nervous and intimidated doing my own show, but now I'm very comfortable with it, and I think it comes through.
Let's go back a little bit then. How did you go from being police officer to a job on the Jerry Springer show? How did that happen?
In 1994, the show was doing a Ku Klux Klan show, the Springer show was, and they needed some off-duty policemen just to be an audience to make sure nothing got out of control. So I went there to work one day in 1994, and the show then turned into more what you see today of what young couples confronting and things like that. So they started having me there more and more, and they eventually asked me to shave my head, and you know, as a policeman, I saw, wow, what a great break to be in TV, so I did whatever they asked me to do, and that's how it occurred. And then when the audience, you know, I was on stage so much breaking up fights, the audience got more used to me, I had more and more things to do, where I did this thing at the end of the show, it was called Steve's Corner, and then I would walk all the guests off the stage at the end of the show and interview them, and then we did segments called Steve to the Rescue on the Springer show, that it was just whole segments dedicated to me going out and helping people, and they really took off. And then when Jerry went on Dancing with Stars, they had me host the Springer show, and it worked out great. I think they thought that he'd be the first one voted off. He ended up doing 5 weeks on Dancing with Stars, and he did really good. So I ended up hosting about 30-35 shows, and when those shows aired, they did really well. And then over the next couple of years, they kept having me host. And I think they said, finally, you know, let's give this guy his own show, and it's worked out.
And, I mean, compared to Jerry's show, yours is a little more, well, a lot more tame, and we're going to talk about what's coming up on Season 5 in just a little bit. We've got to get back to the music more with Steve Wilkos right after this. Steve Wilkos is still joining us on the line from the Steve Wilkos Show. Season 5, can you believe it already, Steve?
I can believe it, because you put the work in, but it's a nice feeling. When my show launched, I don't think a lot of people gave it a chance to get past that first season. So, season five, it's a good feeling.
Well, did you find that? I mean, personally, did you think that people were just going to view you as this, you know, fight breaking up sort of goon who really can't host a show?
When my show launched, people basically laughed in my face, reporters and interviewers. I think the big joke was like, "Oh, Jerry Springer's bodyguard got a TV show. I mean, what's that going to be about?" Because I think a lot of people weren't familiar with my background of being in the Marines and being a Chicago police officer. They just kind of saw me as this bald-headed guy on the Springer show. And our show is much different than the Springer show because we deal with topics. We actually help people. We get women out of domestic violence situations. You know, people that are drug addicts on heroin. We put a lot of people into a facility to get them cleaned up. So I think we do the DNAs and some cheating stories and lie detector tests. But overall, I think the show has helped a lot of people. We don't have fighting. We just don't have silly love triangles. And the Springer show is a circus and it's escapism from an hour. And I love the Springer show, but I couldn't do the same show. It wouldn't have, I couldn't have pulled it off. I don't think the audience wanted that. And I think we played the Steve Wilkos show to my strengths, which is kind of being a street cop, and we've just taken that onto the set, and I think that's why the show is successful.
And I guess a lot of times we see you sort of supporting the victims of situations and really defending them when they don't feel that they're strong enough to do it themselves sometimes.
Well, that's the same role I played in a police officer. In the neighborhoods I worked at, you know, most of the time you are responding to victims of crimes, people that need something. And if the bad guy is, you know, street gangs in Chicago harassing the neighborhood people, you do stick up for those people. You do go after the bad guy. And that's basically, we just took that scenario from the streets of Chicago and put it on stage.
And something I think that we saw probably one of the first times is a talk show host kind of getting in people's faces and sort of, not intimidating, but it almost looks like there's about to be a barroom brawl. So tell me about that technique and when you approach a guest like that. Is it a cop thing? Like, where did that come
from? I still yell, but I think the first couple of years I did, like, maybe overreacting to my show and really getting people's face. And I don't think you see that so much anymore. But I do think, like, I'm... The way I'm dealing with guests on my show is kind of the way my father dealt with us, very sternly, didn't take any nonsense, and basically that's what I do on my show. And like I said, the face-to-face, nose-to-nose stuff, yeah, that happened a lot in seasons 1 and 2, and I just realized that's probably not the route to go down, and I made changes from the first couple of years. I think the first 2 years of my show, especially that first year, it seemed I wouldn't even want to watch those shows anymore because I think I yelled the whole hour. And now you just see many different layers of me in the show, and I think the show is just so much better now.
So what layers can we expect on season 5? What's coming up on your show?
Well, what's happening a lot, and I think I've gone back to really talking to people and drawing things out of them, and this is the season of shocking revelations. That just seems to have been happening in different circumstances, situations. That has happened a lot this season. So just I think my interviewing, my interrogation almost, of guests has been getting some shocking revelations out there.
I've got to ask you one more time. How many times a day is your head rubbed?
It used to be rubbed a lot on the Springer Show when I did that because it happened a lot on the show. And now I think the only people that run my head is my daughter and my son, so that's not too much anymore.
The okay people to do it then, I guess.
Exactly. I just wouldn't want anybody coming up and rubbing it.
Well, the Steve Wilkos Show airs in syndication season 5, so check your local listings. Steve Wilkos, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.